All right, EA, where are we going?
Roland,
you are on the ticket.
From the parking garage?
What's up, boys? Not the parking garage.
Not a chance.
Sports.
Because he's been sleeping for about...
Brock, Texas, representing the show.
Where are you? Wait, where are you?
Brock, okay.
And Brock, yes, sir. The Eagles.
Oh.
State champions.
I thought they were the Brock Turners.
They've been to the state championship 3 years in a row. Unfortunately, hadn't brought home the hardware, but hey.
That feels like an old
way to go, George.
At this point,
sorry. Way to go,
George. Isn't that where Leroy Larson went?
He did. You know who Leroy Larson is?
I can't
coaching
say
legend.
That I do.
No. Coaching Brock, yeah.
Okay, gotcha. Well, hey, boys. I love y'all. First of all, seriously, I'm in the garage.
You're out in the garage.
I've been asked several times why I'm out here drinking beer, listening to my my app. And hard to explain, but anyway. So I love hypotheticals. Probably one of my favorite things about the ticket, and I have one for you boys.
Okay.
And you could add 10 healthy years to your life anytime you want, but every time you do, a random stranger dies.
That's the easiest hypothetical I've ever heard of.
So you just say yes?
No is the answer. You would live with this guilt.
Guilt? Right. What is guilt?
But I am chilling.
For me, doesn't understand.
Guilt.
Absolutely. Let's go.
That is easy.
It's a stranger. Right. I don't know who it is.
You would live with guilt.
Like one of those
forever.
People I step on to get where I am?
Why are guilt bad?
Yes. So my question is, do you do it? And how many times do you do it? And I'll hang up and I love you, boys.
No.
Take care.
Are they Americans?
Oh my
God. To do it yourself?
Yeah. Do I get to watch?
Yeah, and Corby gets the pleasure of doing it.
Yeah.
Corby's 130.
I just walk and touch someone.
It's like South Park where you have to crack open their spine and suck out the spinal fluid.
Like Hillary.
That's right. Just like killing
it. To get the adrenochrome. Right, Gordon?
I can't believe that gained legs and people actually believe that stuff.
They still do. What do you mean believe?
They gathered in downtown Dallas waiting for JFK Jr.
Human beings. Our age. Educated people.
This is in the day and age of knowledge.
Yeah.
We have the Library of Alexandria in our pockets. And we still are that way.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah. We're ready, Jesus. Come on back. We got the landing strip prepared for you. It's time.
I think the way to do that hypothetical is that it could be anyone. So there's at least a 1 in 8 billion chance that it's your
right,
child
someone in your
or
family.
Your,
right. But they're not a stranger.
All right. Would you take that shot for an extra 10 years? But a 1 in 8 billion chance it's one of your kids.
No. What if you do it and it's Luca?
Yes.
No, I think you got to make it. What if it's somebody that you've known in your life?
Yeah,
it could be anybody that you've known in your life.
It's
not a stranger.
But what's the cutoff for known?
The guarantee.
That's important.
It could be anyone you've ever met and interacted with.
Junior.
The answer is no.
Random stranger?
Regardless of who it is.
But what if that random stranger is in like Wyoming?
Yeah, what
it
if
doesn't even matter.
Yes, it does. You're taking a human life.
Look at Craig taking the high road.
They could be a pedophile.
What if it's Glenn Maxwell?
What if it's a kid? What if it's a kindergartner?
Right. You're taking a human life. You cannot
say yes. What was their
yes.
true potential, though?
He was going to be a pedophile.
Yo, where do they live?
I'm thinking
doesn't
about
matter.
This.
How much money do they have?
Right.
Yeah.
What is their worth?
Which bracket are they in?
I think you have to think about it.
Hey, it's time for a ticker.
No, you wouldn't do it.
In the end, you would never do it.
Yeah. In the end, you wouldn't do it. There's no way.
Man. People die.
I think half the people in this campfire would do it.
Let's say you
get a terminal diagnosis and you have 6 months to live, but you could just snap your fingers and get 10 years.
Well, it's the hand you were dealt. Yeah. It doesn't mean someone else has to deal
and
with it.
But who dealt
it? They don't. They just die.
And you're in those 10
That's
years,
the thing. If they have
your
to suffer,
still works.
If that person dies, that was the hand they were
why
dealt.
Why did you bring it back to Wiener?
What?
Like you're alive.
What?
What?
But it works.
All right.
But
what if
years,
though? What if travel. Like you say no, I'm not going to do it, and they say, all right, do you want to know who it was going to be?
But
you find out, right?
But do you tell them?
Yeah, of
course. Do you like send them a letter and say, hey, I saved your life?
No, but you know, and you're like, what? It's like, so there's a woman named Myrtle Hazelwood.
Myrtle Beach.
Yeah, that's 99 years old and was going to die tomorrow. And you're like,
yeah, you'd be so ticked.
Could it be somebody in the past that you alter history with?
No.
Like, what if they showed you footage and someone with a mustache is speaking angrily?
Right.
You
behind a German podium?
Why did you throw your hand up like that?
Like what?
That?
Yeah, that would be a real bummer, George.
Right, yeah. I could have missed
opportunity.
I could have made it a better world.
And then you die the next day, and you could have had 10 years.
You're trying to be all morally righteous.
Right, right. I'm going to take the high road.
You're right. It could be anyone in history. And you drew Hitler. Oh, my
who
God.
Said Hitler?
Like, and then, but they're like, shut up. But they're like, they don't even know. It's like, you know, they press a button and a card comes out. And you're like, oh, you're not going to believe this.
Or it could have been
you got a Hitler.
It could have been a caveman mauled by a saber-toothed tiger when
right.
it was like
right.
a month
as
old.
Both, I would take that chance.
But that could have been your
past
ancestor.
People.
And then you wouldn't have happened.
With past people? Yeah, so no, you couldn't take that chance because it
Corey
could,
didn't understand that.
It could so
he calls them past people.
You
I don't know where they
that.
Are now.
Butterfly
effect.
Yeah, you couldn't do that. You don't know how it would change history.
Where do people from the right. old movies go?
He's so out of touch.
Past people. Okay, on that note, let's take a break. We'll come back.
I'll never see them again.
with more Deep Night Ticket.